Dean, this sounds like a job that, there are going to be many people applying for this. All the Star Wars fans, tell us about this.
Yeah, well, how about getting paid just to watch Star Wars movies? That's what the story is about. The financial advice website, Finance Buzz, says that they will pay $1,000 for people to watch all 9 of the Star Wars movies in order that they were released in theaters and then review them, which, a lot of people do already for free in their mom's basements. Everybody knows that. The website says they want outsiders' views of the Skywalker saga for an upcoming story that they're doing on the franchise. And if you want to apply for this, you can go to financebuzz.com. You can apply now through Star Wars Day, which, of course, as we all know, is May the 4th be with
you. Yes, it is.
May the 4th be with you.
Let's talk about what Anne Hathaway has revealed about things that happened early in her career.
Yeah, this is, I think, especially relevant now because everybody is watching this docuseries called Quiet on the Set about all the dark and very disturbing secrets that we're learning about kids on TV shows from back in the day. Anne Hathaway also started very young, and she, in an interview with V Magazine, talked about what she had to do early in her career when she was told by a casting director they wanted to find out who, which actor she had chemistry with that was potentially going to be in a movie with her. So what they had her do is make out with 10 different guys. She said that she thought it was gross at the time. She didn't want to be labeled as being difficult, so she went along with it and did it. And I think, that's why a lot of young actors do a lot of things. They want a job. They don't want to seem, like they're being difficult, even though something seems pretty weird. And making out with 10 different guys does seem pretty weird. She says that it was a different time. We know better now. She didn't say which movie it was. She didn't say which actors were involved in all of that. But, she's an Academy Award winner now. But, what you have to do sometimes to get to the level where you are is not something you want to remember sometimes.
Can you think of any other child actor besides Ron Howard who ended up sane, successful, healthy, and wealthy? Not too many, huh?
No. Dakota Fanning was an adorable little child actor, and she seems like she turned out pretty well. But, here's a big difference, and I noticed this when I go to do the interviews. Every time that I've interviewed Dakota Fanning, and it's been many times, her mother is seated like 3 feet away from her.
Wow.
At all times. There is a parent there with them at all times. And I think that makes a big difference because sometimes, they ask the young actors and actresses, kids, to do some pretty weird things. And unless a parent is there to intervene, it can be, and sometimes the parents say, yeah, go ahead and, be in that, horror movie where someone gets decapitated and, the language is, sometimes the parents don't care because cha-ching, it's their cash cow that's out there. But Dakota Fanning's parent, the mother especially, I got to know her mother as well as I got to know her, was always right there. And if anything even remotely inappropriate was brought up, they shut the whole thing down.
That was the case with Brooke Shields all the time, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Present. And maybe, you may have a point there, because Ron Howard's father was in the business and maybe helped guide him through some difficult times.
Yeah, and Ron Howard's brother also.
That's right.
Clint, he seems to have come out unscathed out of this whole thing. But, there's nobody like Ron Howard. I mean, he is above the grade of everything. He's the model of everything. Little Opie.
in the celebrity real estate department today. Tell the story of Chris Pratt and what he did.
Yeah, often I mention when celebrities are selling their houses just because, I'm hoping I get 6% by helping them sell their property somehow.
You wish.
Yeah, I know. But this story is one where Chris Pratt and his wife, Catherine Schwarzenegger, wanted to move. They bought a house which was right across the street from Catherine Schwarzenegger's mom, Maria Shriver. It was a house in the Brentwood area of Los Angeles, pretty ritzy. That is called the Zimmerman. Was called the Zimmerman House. They paid $12 million for the house, and then they demolished it. They tore it down. The house was built in 1950. It was described as architecturally significant and a noteworthy example of modernistic design. So it had some historic relevance. And when Chris Pratt and his wife tore it down, preservationists and architecture enthusiasts went nuts. They went nuts on social media regarding the demolition, saying it should have never been done, that if you're going to build a new house, you should have found some open land someplace. You shouldn't have torn down an architecturally significant house. And one post on social media said, here's more proof that money can't buy good taste.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I remember also the famous line, I believe this was Lou Jack's line, bad taste is timeless. That was another good one.
Good old Uncle Lair.
Dean, tell us about this Tom Brady roast.
Yeah, these roasts that they've done over the years are always pretty hilarious, and because they're on cable, previously had been on cable, but they got pretty raunchy sometimes, which made them extra funny. But now they're going to be doing one on Netflix, roasting former New England Patriot legend Tom Brady. So this will be on May the 5th. It's going to be on Netflix, and it is going to be live, so there'll be no editing on this. So it should be extra hilarious. They have not said who the roasters will be just yet. We do know that Kevin Hart will be the host of the show, but that's going to be on Sunday, May the 5th.
Jimmy Kimmel's son had some very serious health problems, but I guess he's okay now. And then, did Kimmel talk about this last night?
Yeah, he did. He sure did. Yesterday was his son's Billy's 7th birthday. We did so many stories on this when it was happening because it was so heartbreaking. Little Billy was born with a congenital heart defect that required several heart surgeries beginning when he was just 3 days old. That was the touching part of this, and it was really touch and go for a very long time. But Billy is doing very well now. Kimmel posted on Instagram last night that Billy is 7 years old today because of you, because of all of the support from everybody, and especially the staff at the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. And he said that Billy is asking everybody to give $7 to the hospital because he is 7 years old and he wants to do something to help other kids that are in the hospital, to give $7.
Nice.
So so far, they have raised just under $50,000. So I think little Billy's request is probably going to far exceed anything that they had expected to happen.
That's great. And a lot of people are talking about Kimmel's true or false bit. You have a little of this.
Yeah, it kind of has to do with another story as well about Kim Kardashian losing a how many followers did Kim Kardashian when the Taylor Swift album came out this past Friday? There was a song on the album which where is the story here? No, here it is. When it came out, there's a song on there called Thank You, Amy. Mm-hmm. And the title on the album is spelled in all lowercase letters except for three letters, K-I-N-M, Kim. And all the Swifties are thinking that that means Kim Kardashian. It's a song about bullying and somebody who's not so nice. So everybody thinks that it's Taylor Swift's message to Kim Kardashian, who she has not been on good terms with at all ever since she was married to Kanye West, when he insulted Taylor Swift in a song and crashed her VMA acceptance speech many years ago. So as a result of that, Kim Kardashian lost 500,000 Instagram followers of Swifties dropping off Kim Kardashian's account. Kim Kardashian still has plenty of followers, 363 million other followers, but interesting that it happened. She happened to be on Jimmy Kimmel last night talking about a variety of things, but Kimmel was trying to clear up all of the rumors that there are about Kim Kardashian with a Kim Kardashian true or false.
Is it true you blow dry your jewelry before you put it on?
Very true.
Why do you do that?
Because I hate being freezing, and when you put on cold jewelry or like anything with a zipper, I need it warm.
You wash your feet every night before getting into bed?
I do.
Good. You sleep with your eyes slightly open?
I do.
How is that possible? And how do you know?
There's footage because my sisters have taken videos.
Oh, they have.
Pictures.
I see. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You have someone take the Starbucks sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
And yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that somebody's only job? Is that you had your own workout DVD called Kim Kardashian Fit in Your Jeans by Friday.
True.
You can change a tire?
I can.
Who taught you?
Probably my stepdad.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. I've had to do it.
You founded your own church?
My mom did.
Your mom did. Yeah, yeah. Is it true that you have six toes?
No. But that was a thing. Like, everyone thought I did.
On one foot or total?
More than you could ever want to know, about what? Kim Kardashian. I'm going to have, tomorrow when I come in, I'm going to have somebody take the cardboard sleeve off of my coffee just to see what the reaction's going to be when I ask somebody to do it.
She blow dries her jewelry. This is why we are hated around the world.
Yeah. Yep. And why celebrities are so loved around the world at the same time.
Oh,
so crazy.
Thank you, Dean. You have a good one.
All right,
talk to you tomorrow.